Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Sam.
And today, Sam, we're going to be talking about everyone in Taiwan's favorite kind of transportation. That's right. When we use that word transportation, we're talking about things that move you around from your feet. That's a kind of transportation.
Yes.
Back in the old days, people used horses for transportation. But now, of course, when we think of transportation, think of cars, buses, taxis, airplanes, boats. But here in Taiwan, I think the number one type of transportation is...
Scooters.
The scooter. That's right. It's kind of like a motorcycle, but it's a little bit different. We should also mention that there's this other kind of, I guess you could call it transportation, the thing you stand on and push with one foot.
Okay.
That's also sometimes called a scooter in some parts of the world, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the ones you sit on, that's got gas, you can drive in it, you wear a helmet, and in Taiwan, they are everywhere. So come back and check out our article about scooters.
Reading. Taiwan's scooter culture. Scooters aren't just a way to get around in Taiwan, they're a lifestyle. The two-wheeled vehicles are everywhere here, from the cities to the beaches and the sides of mountains. In fact, as of 2011, there were 15 million registered scooters in Taiwan. That's enough for almost every single adult in the nation. Since Taiwan has so many scooters on the road, there are some unwritten rules about these vehicles. For example, many scooter drivers seem to only look straight ahead and not to the side or behind them. As a result, they are constantly cutting people off and being cut off. To add to the danger, scooter drivers need to be extra careful of taxis, buses, and blue work trucks. Despite these dangers, scooters are easier to park and arguably more fun to explore new areas on. In many parts of Taiwan, people rely on scooters to get around. That's because public transportation doesn't go everywhere worth visiting in Taiwan. If you want to explore Taiwan at your own pace, then you can't go wrong with a scooter.
Okay, so the article begins, scooters aren't just a way to get around in Taiwan, they're a lifestyle. Okay, they're something people really enjoy and base a lot of their activities around. That's kind of like a lifestyle. It says the two-wheeled vehicles are everywhere here, from the cities to the beaches and the sides of mountains.
OK, 我们今天呢就来讨论一下这个台湾哦，每一个人随处可见的就是 scooter， 也就是呢我们说的 autobike 摩托车啦。OK， 它呢课文里面就说到啦，这个在台湾呢 scooters 摩托车呢，它不只呢是一种交通工具，它更是呢一种 lifestyle， 就是呢你一种生活的方式哦。这边呢我们看到一个片语 get around， 它的意思呢就是四处走走哦，也就是说在台湾所有地方哦，从城市到海滩呢，你可以骑着你的 autobike 到处走走啦。
That's right. Do you get around on a scooter, Sam?
Not really. I think it's just a way of transportation for me, like from home to work.
Okay, so you do get around a little bit. You do travel
a little bit.
Absolutely. So do I, except when it's raining. I don't like to drive my scooter get around on my scooter when it's raining or cold. That's no fun. But on a nice day, it's great fun. In fact, the article continues, as of 2011, so that's 4 years ago, there were 15 million registered scooters in Taiwan.
That's right.
That's enough for almost every single adult in the nation. Wow, 15 million scooters, and the country has around 24 million people. So that's almost, it's actually a little bit more than one for every two people, almost for every single adult in the nation. When we talk about something being a single, that means there's just one of them. There's not two, there's not three, it's only one. If you say, for example, I am a single person,
yes,
that means you are a person. But we also use it to say you're not dating anyone, right? You're not married or dating. You're alone. You are just one by yourself. You are single. And we have this other expression, as of. It said, as of 2011. That's showing that we're putting a date on an event. Something happened at a certain time. And from that time, or as of that time, this is what is true. This is the situation. So maybe things have changed in the time between then, but from that time, this is what we knew then. So, for example, as of Monday, which was the day before yesterday, I am going to Kending this weekend. Now, something might change, but the plan we made on Monday is still true up until now, a few days later.
OK, 首先呢我们看到片语哦，他说呢自从2011年开始，台湾呢有这个1500万台的摩托车哦，可以跟呢每一个成年人都有一台摩托车哦。OK, 看到片语 as of, 它的意思呢就是自从哦，像刚刚 Mike 说自从什么时候 ,OK, 就像 from 一样。另外呢我们看到这边有个单字 single 这个字呢就是指单一的一个人。那刚刚 Mike 也讲到说呢 ,single 呢可以指说你的这个感情状态啦，比方说你现在没有男女朋友，你现在没有结婚，你 single, 你是单身的，你自己一个人的。那在课文里面呢，他则是用到了 every single adult, 就是呢每一个成年人的这样子用法，大家要记住咯。
That's right. Since Taiwan has so many scooters on the road, right? 15 million
yeah.
scooters as of 2011. That is very many. There are some unwritten rules about these vehicles, okay? A rule, of course, is something you must follow. It's kind of like a law or a regulation. An unwritten rule is something that people know about, but maybe it isn't an actual rule. For example, it's an unwritten rule that you let old people get on the bus before you do. Now,
okay.
If you're kind of rude, you might push your way to the front, but people might look at you and go, that's not a very nice thing to do, because the rule, the unwritten rule, is that polite people let older folks go first, right?
Yes, yeah. OK, 我们看到这边有个字哦，他说 unwritten rules, 在台湾呢因为有这么多的摩托车哦，所以呢有这些 unwritten rules, rules 大家呢都知道像是法律有规则的意思，那 unwritten 呢没有被写下的规则是什么呢，像是麦刚刚举例说到呢，在上车的时候呢你会让老年人呢先上车，这个呢虽然说没有明文规定哦，但是呢大家正常人呢都会让他们这样做，就是呢大家都会做但是没有写下来的 unwritten rules, 这样子的一个东西哦，在骑摩托车这件事情上面也非常多哦。
That's right. Now, of course, there are rules for riding a motorcycle.
Yes, yes, of course.
If you go through a red light or drive too fast, the police will stop you. But there are some other unwritten rules about how to be a better or safer driver that some people aren't aware of. So let's find out. It says, for example, many scooter drivers seem to only look straight ahead and not to the side or behind them. Ooh, that is true. If you look straight ahead, well, straight is in a line that doesn't change direction. It doesn't bend, it doesn't turn, it doesn't stop. It goes in one direction, in one line, straight. Okay, so if you're looking straight ahead, your eyes are pointed to the front. Your head isn't turned, your eyes aren't going that way. They're looking that way. Now, it is okay, of course, to look straight ahead. You want to see the things in front of you. But you should also remember to look to the side, because there could be people here, or behind you, because there could be someone back there. You have to keep your head and your eyes moving all around.
OK, 我们这边呢看到他说刚刚讲到潜规则是什么潜规则呢，比方说在台湾很多摩托车骑士呢他们呢 only look straight ahead, 他们呢只看前面哦。Straight 这个字呢就是指直的哦，你没有转弯，没有这个转向其他地方，你就是直直的看着前面。那呢他怎么样呢 ?And not.To the side or behind them. 所以呢是非常危险的事情哦。很多摩托骑士呢他们 only look straight, 只看前面没有看旁边或看后面。这时候呢就很容易发生事情啦。
Okay, now it says, as a result, or because of us looking only straight ahead, some scooter drivers are constantly cutting people off. That means going in front of people in a very dangerous kind of move. or they're being cut off themselves. They're having another person, like one of those taxi drivers, go in front of you so you have to stop quickly, and it can be dangerous. It says to add to the danger, to make more danger, scooter drivers, yes, do need to be extra careful of taxis who pull over to pick up people, buses who do the same thing, and the blue work trucks. My friend calls them the blue devils. The blue work trucks and a lot of other drivers who aren't using their mirrors, who aren't looking around.
Yes.
Remember, the mirrors on your scooter, your car, they're not just there to fix your hair so you look really cute and handsome. They're also used to look behind you, and that's the way to drive safely. And don't cut off other drivers.
OK, 我们这边看到课文呢，他就说呢，因为这些摩托骑士都只看前面，我不看后面。
Straight ahead.
所以呢，会发生什么事情呢？就是呢，他们很容易有去超车哦 ，cut off 去超别人车，或者是呢被别人超车，这都是非常危险的事情哦。我们看到这边有个片语 cut off， 它的意思呢就是 cut 就是剪嘛，或是切。Mm-hmm. 那剪切呢，在用在这个交通上面，意思就是超车的意思哦，就是你这样超过去了。所以呢，他说为了要这个怎么样呢比较安全，所以摩托车骑士呢必须要怎么样 ？Be extra careful，、
mm-hmm.
必须呢额外的更加的小心呢。对什么事情小心呢？包含这些像刚刚讲到 taxis、buses and blue work trucks、
mm-hmm.
这些小发财车、这些这个货车哦，他们呢常常都没有看后照镜，非常危险。所以呢，摩托车骑士 need to be extra careful， 必须呢非常非常的小心，才能够不危险哦。
And of course, if it's nighttime or if、
yes.
it's raining, then you have to be extra, extra careful because sometimes you don't see things or you can't stop so fast.、
Yes.
But the article says, despite these dangers, so let's forget about the dangers for a moment, scooters are easier to park.
Yes.
Very true. And arguably more fun to explore new areas on. Yeah, if you're driving a scooter on a nice sunny day、
yes.
when it's warm, it's very fun. And they're, of course, easier to park and also cheaper.
Yes,
right? You can
yes,
put
yes.
gas in it or fix your scooter for very little money. Now, arguably is a word that we use when, well, other people might have a different opinion. Other people might say, well, I'm not sure I agree with you. It doesn't mean you will argue. You will have an argument like a fight. It just means this is an idea that not all people will agree about. So, for example, you could say, arguably, New York City is the greatest city in the world, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty good, but yeah, someone like Sam might say,
maybe
Tokyo,
yeah,
or London, or Paris. Yeah.Right? So there's other people who will have different opinions about something.
OK, 课本这边说到呢，除了这些刚刚讲到这个很危险的事情之外呢，事实上骑摩托车呢是呢更容易来停车、
mm-hmm.
而且呢它是呢可以说是呢非常好玩的一个方式哦，来这个去一些新的地方来探索咯。OK, 这边看到这个 arguably, 这个单词呢 argue 意思是争执哦，但是呢这边当做副词来说呢它并不是争执的意思，而是呢可能有其他人有不同的说法，例如刚 Mike 说呢 New York 是 greatest cities in the world, 但是呢可能其他人有其他的想法，但是呢可以说是最伟大的城市，就是呢 arguably 这个字的用法。
All right, in many parts of Taiwan, people rely on scooters to get around. That's true. They rely on them. They need them very much. They depend on them, you could also say. Why? Well, that's because public transportation, like buses and trains and things,、
mm-hmm.
this doesn't go everywhere worth visiting in Taiwan. It's true, there's no MRT station on the top of Alishan.
Yes,
you can't take the MRT up there. Yeah, so maybe a scooter.Is good if、
yeah.
public transportation doesn't go there. If you or you or you or you want to explore Taiwan at your own pace, then you can't go wrong with a scooter. Okay, we had that word rely on. When we talk about something at your own pace, at your own speed, doing it as fast or as slow as you want to go. That's the good thing about a scooter.
Yes,
yes.
Go
somewhere、
exactly.
quickly or take a long way, drive slowly, do it at your own pace.
OK， 我们这边看到呢，台湾呢有非常多人，他们怎样 rely on， 就是呢他们依赖哦，他们呢都是用这个摩托车作为他们的主要工具哦，因为呢 public transportation 也就是大众运输呢，并没有去到所有地方、哦、例如刚刚 Mike 讲到说阿里山山顶上面可能就没有这个 MRT station 咯。另外呢，这边还有一个单词 pace， 它的意思呢就是脚步哦，那 at your own pace 就是呢用你自己的脚步，如果你骑摩托车呢，你就可以要快要慢，或是要去哪里都可以自由自在咯。另外呢，我们这边看到这个 can't go wrong with， 这个是我们今天的 shortcut for you。
That's right, let's check it out。
Shortcut for you。
Hello miss, are you looking for anything、specific today?
Yeah, I want to get a new smartphone.
Oh, okayIs there a brand or size that you prefer?
No, I actually don't know much about smartphones.
Well, you can't go wrong with this smartphone. It has everything you need.
Oh, can't go wrong? I'm not going anywhere right now.
If you can't go wrong with something, it means that thing won't fail you.
Oh, I get it. Can't go wrong with something means 绝不会错
Bingo. You can't go wrong with this phone. It's thin.
Mm-hmm.
Light. Fast and has lots of great apps.
Well, if I can't go wrong with that one, then I'll get it.
Great. You can't go wrong with this price either. Check it out.
Wow, that's cheap.
It sure is.Here at 3C4U, you can never go wrong.
Can I have my phone now?
No, actually.
For you chat.
All right, our For You chat question is a good one. Do you dare to drive a scooter in Taiwan? Why or why not? Well, that's a bit of a tricky question. If you ask someone if they dare to do something, that means, are you going to do something kind of dangerous, kind of crazy? Like, do you dare to tell the teacher you didn't do your homework? You could be in big trouble. Or...with a scooter, you could get hurt. It's kind of dangerous sometimes, and that is true. But how about you, Sam? Do you dare to drive a scooter in Taiwan?
Yeah, I mean, of course.
You do? Because,
yeah, I mean,、mm-hmm. I have to. Yeah, because I drive a scooter to work every day.、Mm. I mean, it's easier to park.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, faster than taking the bus or the MRT.
Yes. And it's cheaper. Of course, I have to.
Okay. All right. Me too. I drive a scooter here. I would say I'm happier driving a scooter outside of the city.
Really?
You know, if I get to drive out into the country, I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
But sometimes driving in Taipei City with all the cars and buses and taxis, especially at rush hour, that time in the morning or the evening when people are going to work,I don't really like doing it, I have to tell you.
Yeah, OK, 这边呢看到这个 For You Chat 的题目，他说呢，你敢不敢在台湾呢骑摩托车呢？事实上 ，dare to 这个片语呢，在这边用是有点奇怪了，因为它呢应该是说敢不敢的意思哦。那刚刚我就说了，这个是因为很方便嘛，很便宜，所以大家当然骑 scooters。那 Mike 呢则说呢，在台北市呢，尤其是 rush hour 巅峰时刻的时候骑摩托车，事实上是非常混乱、非常可怕的哦。OK。
Yeah, well, if you do drive out there, have fun, but remember.Be careful, keep your head moving around, and give way for other drivers too, because we're all out there and we all have to share the road, so let's do it as safely as possible, okay? We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Taiwan's scooter culture. Scooters aren't just a way to get around in Taiwan, they're a lifestyle. The two-wheeled vehicles are everywhere here.From the cities to the beaches and the sides of mountains. In fact, as of 2011, there were 15 million registered scooters in Taiwan. That's enough for almost every single adult in the nation. Since Taiwan has so many scooters on the road, there are some unwritten rules about these vehicles. For example, many scooter drivers seem to only look straight ahead and not to the side or behind them. As a result, they are constantly cutting people off and being cut off. To add to the danger, scooter drivers need to be extra careful of taxis, buses, and blue work trucks. Despite these dangers, scooters are easier to park and arguably more fun to explore new areas on. In many parts of Taiwan, people rely on scooters to get around. That's because public transportation doesn't go everywhere worth visiting in Taiwan. If you want to explore Taiwan at your own pace, then you can't go wrong with a scooter.
Vocabulary Review.
Vehicle. The family owns several vehicles. 5 cars, 2 motorcycles, and a boat. Single. Every single piece of clothing that we make is of the highest quality. Straight. Keep walking straight until you reach a stop sign. Then turn right to find the market. Extra. Tracy drove extra slowly in the rain to make sure she didn't cause an accident. Rely. Bernard relies on the train to get him to work on time every day. Pace. My brother speaks at a fast pace, so some people have trouble understanding him.